Cheap Heat is an internet radio wrestling talk show. The views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of its hosts and guests and is to be only taken purely as entertainment. Cheap Heat is not affiliated with World Wrestling Entertainment, Total Nonstop Action, any eFed, online wrestling website, or any other wrestling promotion. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy The Cheap Heat Show. That's right, folks. Cheap Heat, edgefm.net, the place where talk lives. We are live. We got a hardcore man on the other side, too. We're actually just listening to the end of Raw right now.
Oh, it's the end. It's the Cena's promo. I was dozing off.
Really?
I was waiting for the big championship bout here tonight to start. What happened to it?
I don't know. What the hell's going on over there? He came out to the ring, and he's like, oh, I know I'm about to be fired. Is he kissing Vince's ass yet or what?
Yeah. He's going to join the Vincent K. McMahon Kiss My Ass Club.
Well, do a little play-by-play. What the hell's going on over there for those who are tuning in late?
He's in the ring saying, you're not going to treat me like you did Shawn Michaels, and you're not going to treat CM Punk like you did Bret Hart. I don't do business, so you do business.
So he's like doing the Montreal Screwjob in reverse.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if he was truly, like, not going to be there anymore, he would be wearing the stupid freaking get-up, the stupid costume.
No, and even somebody said last night during the pay-per-view, it's like CM Punk's his last match and he gets a new t-shirt. Like, why is that even, like, why are they even doing that?
Wait, what'd you say?
That last night during the pay-per-view, they said that, it's CM Punk's last match in the WWE and he has a new t-shirt out.
Yeah, they did that especially for the event, and it sold out before the pay-per-view even started.
Are you shitting me?
No, I kid you not. And it had the date on it, and it said, I'm the greatest in the world, or something like that.
Ugh. Horse shit.
And now Cena's out there saying, if you're going to tell me that you're going to fire me, then I don't want to be here. Dude, you agreed to the stupid stipulation. What is the mystery here?
Yeah, and him cold-cocking John Laurinaitis last night says, well, you're not going to do it that way.
Yeah, Johnny Ace could still take a bump.
You see the little shiner here at the beginning of Raw, too?
Yeah, yeah.
It's either that or that was a good makeup job.
I mean, really, he really is Stooge 2011. And I know the guy from WWE got in trouble for saying that today. One of the writers on WWE.com, but I'll say it. You're just a friggin' Stooge. That's why JR got tired of being in that spot.
Wait, oh, so that's what he called him? He called him a Stooge?
He called him Stooge 2011.
Wow. Because I saw the apology message on the website, and I was like, what the hell is he talking about? I didn't really want to go and read the article that he posted about it, but... Yeah.
That's Triple H coming out now. Oh, look at him in his nice, fancy suit. He got a school uniform on.
All right, so Trips is coming out. Let's see let's place bets. What the hell is he going to do?
He's going to... Oh, yeah, my dad just said the background. You probably heard him said he's going to overrule Vince McMahon now. And make Cena stay. I just don't... This is how they ended the show tonight, after an awesome night last night. After the guys put on a great pay-per-view, a great show last night. This is how they end tonight's show, with stupid promos, instead of what they promised for all night long, which was a new world champion being crowned.
And last night, John Cena actually put on a damn good wrestling match for the first time in I don't know how long.
That's his first time of his career.
He put on one hell of a thing, and I actually looked at it, and I was watching it thinking, well, he's going to turn heel.
I thought so, too.
His facial expressions were like, holy shit, he's going to turn.
But he did the right thing. He did the job for Punk, and then as soon as the ref counted three, he left the ring and let Punk celebrate. He did the right thing. That's a sharp suit that Triple H is wearing now that I see it up close. I like that. I don't like Vince McMahon's nice pink one for Breast Cancer Awareness Week, but...
We thought it was butt cancer awareness. But,
the pink jacket doesn't match the gray pants.
No.
He used to dress sharp. What the hell happened? I think he got a little dementia or something.
He spilled
a little water on the head.
Yeah, he spilt something before and screwed up his coat, and he probably had to take somebody else's.
He took someone else's coat right before they went on the air.
He took Ric Flair's replacement coat.
The one that Ric Flair was drops the big knee drop on. Yeah,
exactly. It's the stunt coat.
Can we just go and talk about this in the back, please?
Vince McMahon is, what would you call it? The chemo haircut?
Yeah, the chemo cut, yeah.
No, I call it the friggin' the corky haircut. It's like a little Down syndrome kid haircut.
Nice.
I got swollen frontal lobe.
So what's Triple H saying? That he wants to take this in the back, he doesn't want to do it in public and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah. The board of directors is concerned about Vincent McMahon. And
who's the board of directors? Isn't that fucking JR?
I guess, well, that could be anyone who owns stock.
Yeah.
Well, it's Mattel, it's Kmart.
And plus, this is a first for this show where we're doing kind of live play-by-play of the finale of Raw, since they're so inconsiderate and wouldn't go off air at 11 o'clock to let us do our show. So
they did it on purpose. Yeah. They ran over just to interrupt us.
They want to take our ratings, which is terrible. It's terrible for us, and it's terrible for Edge FM.
I can't get the Edge FM chat room to load, so I don't know what if anyone's even in the chat room. But hi, everyone in the chat room.
There you go. Yeah, nice big wave from Stu guys into the camera that no one else can see.
That no one can see. And it's, let me tell you, I have all the lights on here, and it's still dark.
No, nobody can see your camera.
The lamp is on over there. The big dining room light is on over there.
Hey, while you're doing that, why don't you just push it towards the TV so I can watch too?
Oh, there's the big TV.
There you go. Oh, that's perfect. It's like it's
almost life-size.
Yeah, it is. It's good, though.
So now wrestling decisions are being made by the board of directors. And
So they're just, like, stretching out this fucking show another, what, 10, 15 minutes like they usually do on a Monday just for BS?
Yeah, for no reason.
When they could have actually had a wrestling match and a title change right here and now.
Yeah, and that would have been awesome. A new belt, because CM Punk put the spinner belt in his refrigerator, keep it extra crispy.
He's keeping it chilled. And you know what he did? He put it in the fridge, and he put the little emblem the right way, and everything was like a perfect shot, along with his sugar-free Red Bull.
And that's going to be Triple H taking over the WWE. And he'll be the anonymous GM. But you notice, no anonymous GM tonight.
Really? Oh, that's true, yeah.
Vince, maybe they finally dropped that stupid thing.
Like they always do.
With no explanation. I can't
really say who.
Say this,
but Vince, it's me.
Did Cena leave the ring?
No.
Wait, what did he? Who did he say it was?
Triple H is now running the WWE. That's the big bombshell.
Jesus Christ.
And Vince was like, how could you do this to me? I disowned my son for you.
My son's doing something better with his life, and I gave it to you.
My son does something better with his life, so I sold my luggage. Look, my man's going to cry. With a swollen chemo face.
You're not
going to
fire John Cena.
Let's see if he reinstates CM Punk.
If
he did leave the ring.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
You're not
going to
be doing anything else.
If he's going to reinstate Punk right now, just shut the TV off and we'll stop doing this show.
Yeah,
wrestling,
I really would.
Wrestling is a sham.
So, I'm sorry for not talking a lot during the show.
No, that's fine. I mean, essentially, it's the big coup de grace, whatever the hell you want to call it, is
hoopla. The big hoopla. The coup de grace wouldn't exactly be fitting because this is a letdown. Coup de grace is what's good.
So all the hoopla ends up being Triple H taking over as the new Vince McMahon of the WWE.
Yeah.
So all
goes and gets some more chemotherapy.
Old chemo hair doesn't have to be on camera anymore, and his pink. Honky Tonk Man esque jacket.
And he was so stupid. He had it right there. He could have said, "Vince McMahon, you're fired." And he says, "You've been relieved of your duties." Duties.
Duties.
I think he just did duties in his pants. That's why they're so baggy.
What?
He's got no eyelashes. I'm telling you, dude, he's got cancer.
Man. This is a no holds barred cheap heat show.
He's got half an eyebrow.
He's got to have a chromosome, too.
He might got a little bit of the ass cancer. And instead of crowning a new champion, we got tears. Come on. Retarded.
I This is what a letdown. It was a decent pay-per-view last night too.
It was. Dude, I'm telling you, everyone who watched that pay-per-view, of course, I was doing my live show. I was getting updates from my nephew, Big Vince. It sounded like it was great. And then I watched the ending with CM Punk on YouTube. Yeah. And
it was a decent show. It was a decent pay-per-view, and it ended on a decent note. It's like it's not going to beat that Undertaker-Triple H match from a few pay-per-views ago, but it was all right.
No, I thought the whole thing was solid top to bottom. Daniel Bryan won the Money in the Bank for SmackDown, which I was very happy about.
But like I also tweeted, great, he won. Now they're going to bury him with something stupid.
Yeah, they'll make him the first guy that loses.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do it tonight. He's going to
just for the hell of it, lose. Just because they can. What they did, though, with this, I could say, is they totally upstaged CM Punk with this. Because they know crowning the new champion isn't going to do anything. Then next week it's all about this, and then they'll push the finals match again.
And they're really going to try to zone out CM Punk. Now, this can actually go in two different directions. He's legitimately left, and they're not bringing him back, and it's going to be a letdown to everybody, which is probably like the good thing. Or the other part of it is he's just going to come back in a couple weeks.
No, I don't think he's coming back, man. I think he's done. And on Twitter, the first people that congratulated him was whoever's running the
Ring
Twitter for
stuff.
Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I saw that then. Cole Cabana, and that was the first.
Well, his friend Cole Cabana and Max Steel were in the front row last night.
Yeah, I read that. I was like, you know what? I should have been watching more closely to figure out who the hell was sitting there. Because I figured if they were going to do something stupid tonight, CM Punk would be sitting in the first row. But
that would have been good too. Have him sitting in the front row. That would have been awesome. If he would have did that, but he's going on with his life, the guy. And but Ring of Honor now's got a new TV deal in place that they're going to be on in a bunch of markets across the country come September.
Yeah, and you posted something on our Facebook, which if you're on Facebook, you can go just do a search for Cheap Heat Show. It's three words. Until we get enough users, we won't have a right, a good URL. So keep liking the page, and we'll get it for you. But you wrote something in there that the Ring of Honor is going to be out. Well, out-dueling TNA in, what, 12
months? I guarantee if they, by Christmas, I promise you this, by Christmas, the Ring of Honor shows will have higher TV ratings than TNA does right now. And write it on a rock.
I don't have a rock down here in the studio, but I'll do it tomorrow.
Do you have a piece of paper?
No, I don't have paper down here either.
Write it on your hand.
I don't have a permanent marker. Is there anything going on now, or did they go to commercial?
No, they faded out. That was it with the crowd chanting, thank you, Vince.
Well, like he's going to retire?
Yeah.
God damn. Shit.
He's just not going to be on TV anymore.
As Captain Falcon Punch states in the chat room there, CM Punk greater than the WWE, which is very true.
He is.
He, you know what? If he actually stays out of the WWE for the rest of his career, that will have to be the best way somebody ever went out.
Without a doubt. The next time you see him in the WWE is when someone's smart enough to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm just reading some tweets. Monday Night Raw, Debbie Downer.
It was.
A night that started out on fire ended with a whimper.
Come on, you have eight guys that are booked for one show. And you screw them at the end.
Yeah.
For your own fucking egos. Just like WCW with Nash and Hogan and Bischoff and all that kind of crap. They write themselves into a storyline.
Exactly what they would do.
They could have killed another storyline. And like you were saying before, Triple H could have came out and said, hey, I'm the anonymous Raw GM. Boom. Done.
Yeah. And my first act of business since announcing it is to act on an executive order of the executive committee. Saying that you are no longer running the show, I am.
Coming from the words of your daughter's big chest, you're fired, Vince.
Big fake boobs. God bless their soul.
Both of them. And the implants.
Yes, the soul. Yes, all four of them. Her regular boobs and then the implant souls.
So there's two big news stories. The whole thing about Cena leaving with it, or losing and Punk leaving with the title. And the whole thing that actually came out, I think it was today, the SmackDown wrestler Sin Cara being suspended for failing a wellness policy test? Who wants to make a bet you'll
he
never...
He failed the test back in June.
June, yeah. Did you watch any of the match at all? I read stuff online that was pretty brutal. This was like one of those, you know what, you screwed up and you're going to pay for it matches?
Yeah, yeah.
What did Kane do? He like powerbombed him through one of the ladders?
Yep.
Good for him. You have a shot to actually be a superstar at some point, or even a mid-carder, which I think in the WWE is essentially a superstar. And you screw it up, you fail a drug test, and now this happens. Now he's going to work for TNA when he's done.
No, he won't.
Come on. You know, they sign all the retreads. That's all it is.
I don't know if he'd be a retread.
He's an ex-WWE employee.
I know,
he's
but he sucks.
Yeah, well, so does two-thirds of the roster in TNA. Because they're old. Oh, man. See, an exciting weekend gets shit on in the last 5 minutes of a show.
Yep.
Way to go, writers of the WWE. We complain about this like every freaking week. Writers are crap. They put all their money and effort into a pay-per-view, and they can't even do it for a regular show.
No.
So you actually wanted to bring something up that I guess I put out there? Something
what was
about
that?
The Warrior stuff?
Oh, yeah. You said earlier on Twitter this week that you watched the Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior DVD.
Yeah, through YouTube. Somebody had ripped it into like 10 segments. And I watched 9 of them.
The only way to watch stuff.
Yeah, because so I don't have to, you know, spend any money on the DVD or download it and waste bandwidth. But yeah, I was watching it, and the whole story about the time when it came out was like the Ultimate Warrior was pissed because you know they didn't get his authority to do any of this stuff. You could tell it was all one sided. You had JR, you had Pritchard, you had McMahon, you had Jericho. Ric Flair for like 2 segments that, God, he just shit on him. He was basically like Ultimate Warrior who? And then he like walked off set. But it was so one-sided where they were just like, yeah, he was a great character. He was great phenom. And when it came to wrestling, he blew nuts. That's all they kept saying. His wrestling stunk. Everybody hated him. They interviewed Bobby the Brain Heenan. And he was like, when Andre the Giant was working with him, and he had a body slam him. He couldn't get out of that ring fast enough for a 3 count. He hated him. They were working like house shows and stuff like that.
He was the John Cena of the day. He was all fluff, very little moves, but he was over with the crowd.
And what he used to do is he used to, you know, wrestle rough, you know, and one time, like, the moves that were scripted were that, you know, he would sling the Ultimate Warrior off the ropes. He'd come back and give him a shoulder, you know, that little shoulder block thing.
Yeah.
Except the Ultimate Warrior was doing it, like, too hard, where, like, he would shoulder bump him and then hit the ropes again and go after him and not give enough time where, like, Andre can bounce. What he would do is he would end up in the ropes and tie his arms up in the ring ropes so that he can hit him again. He was doing it too fast, where the one time Andre just, like, stopped in the middle of it and basically stuck his fist out. So when the Warrior hit the ropes and turned around, he got, like, punched, a literal punch in the face.
You turn around and there's a giant fist waiting for you.
Got hit by a huge freaking piece of meat.
Nice.
And he fell to the ground. And then they said after that, every other match they had before that pay-per-view, the Ultimate Warrior did things the right way. Gave him enough time, did the right things. And just listening to it was like, was he either that stupid or is Vince really just trying to shit on him for what he's done?
I think in that instance, it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
In every other instance, I think it was just Vince shitting on the guy because it's like, I have the footage and I have the means. What do you have? Nothing.
Exactly.
You have YouTube. Good luck.
Yeah. You're spewing off shit about Hulk Hogan, who probably doesn't give a shit about you anyway.
Yeah.
They interviewed Hogan on there, too. He put it in a piece, and he's sitting there going, oh, you know, he was a great guy. I love the man. All nice and everything. And you're sitting back knowing the whole story. It's like, you son of a bitch. You're lying on the DVD straight up.
Yeah, exactly. Whoops.
Yeah, it just watching it, you know, they built him up for when he was with the Blade Runners with Sting, and you know, that was for short lived because, like, I guess he didn't like the way that the Federation was being run, so he jumped to Texas, and then after Texas, he was in there for a short stint. Then he called up Vince and said, "I want to be there," and all this other kind of stuff where it was just like he jumped around too much. He didn't perfect his craft, and he just thought he basically just thought he was, you know, eh.
He thought who the hell he was, and he wasn't anything then.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I just tried to get the chat room to open load for me, and it wouldn't, so I closed it.
All right.
Because it was starting to lock up the computer.
Oh, there you go. So we have a chat list on Stu Guts, but he is on camera, and anything he does on camera, he's waving now. And now we're going down his throat like a big old hog. So.
Okay. I give you a little inner space. You're a little Martin Short, and I'm Dennis Quaid. Ow.
Jesus. The hell did you eat?
Nothing.
It's stuck in your food pocket, sir.
So yes. What the hell's up? Everything okay with you this week?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah? You know. Everything right at the station? Did the station go to war with another station?
Oh, we're always at war. Come on. Just ask anybody who's broadcasting on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Oh, so you.
No. Well, that's part me, yeah.
Oh. Well, what's the rest of the lineup here on the station? I don't know. I need a scorecard. It changes. People quit. People come. New shows come on.
You just go to edgefm.net/shows, and you get your schedule, times, and everything like that.
All right. Is Mercer's show still on the air?
Yes, I think so.
I think next month I'm off from school for a few days. I might head over to Lauderdale to sit in with Mersh at the world famous Hippo Juice.
The Hippo Empire.
Hippo, yeah, the World Hippo Juice headquarters there.
They're going to sign you up. You're going to just leave this part. You have an ironclad Clutchy Wiggle Entertainment contract, my friend. I don't care that it's part time. It's ironclad. You cannot jump. You can't jump feds.
No. No, I'm not going anywhere as far as that goes.
All right. All right, so what else do we got? Let's see.
I think it was Cactus Pete brought up a topic this week on Twitter. He sent me a message of guys in the we talked about, like, last week we talked about, like, making stables
right.
in the WWE, but guys from TNA that we would make a stable out of in the WWE.
So TNA wrestlers, if they were signed in the WWE to be that stable kind of thing?
Yeah. Or, like, who would you team them up with and that kind of thing.
All right, let's see. You probably got to start with AJ Styles being the head of something. You could probably bring it up until, like,
in all honesty, you could bring them in under the banner of the NWO, a New World Order, and you just take beer money. Actually, this is even better. You take beer money, AJ Styles, and Matt Morgan, and you make Ted DiBiase Sr. their manager, and you make them Money Inc.
Okay, that's good. You can actually make two stables out of what you have in TNA. Your second one can be kind of like how Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, Perry Saturn, and Dean Malenko kind of came in when
the Radicals.
Yeah, you do like another Radicals, but you can kind of head it up with like a Samoa Joe.
Yeah,
because he's that, you know, off character kind of thing where he just doesn't give a shit.
Hey, who the hell would you put with Samoa Joe?
You know what? Let me bring up the TNA roster since it all fits on one page on their website.
Like, you don't know who everyone on the roster?
I just keep looking to see if they put new chicks on the website, so, you know, for
yeah,
later.
They don't. And TNA.com is some clothing site, because it's TNA Wrestling.
Yeah, so let's see here. So if you want to do a Radicals kind of thing, let's see. Maybe Abyss you can put in there?
Nah.
No? You wouldn't take Abyss?
No one who sucks.
Okay, the whole roster sucks. What are you talking about? You want to put
no,
Matt
the
Hardy
whole roster. For the most part, except for certain people, the roster is pretty strong. Again, they just the companies run like shit.
How about we put Christopher Daniels in there?
Yeah, you could put Christopher Daniels on the team in a stable with Styles and those guys. He'd fit right in with them.
You could put Mr. Anderson in there.
Yeah.
And maybe the last.
But he'd be the only former WWE guy I would bring.
Yeah, because everyone else is like old-ish.
And yeah.
It's either old or they're more like X Division, which totally doesn't fit into a WWE.
Yeah, WWE wouldn't even know what to do with them. Obviously, the champion's Brian Kendrick. The Brian Kendrick. That tells you right there. They don't know what to do with a guy like that.
Who would you manage that type of radical's name? I would put Taz in there.
Yeah, Taz or Tommy Dreamer doesn't work for them anymore, but yeah, that wouldn't be bad. Taz would be good. I'm just looking through the whole
Frankie Kazarian, maybe? He's got that young look to him.
I'd say you'd have to bring in Jay Lethal again.
I'd bring him back, yes.
Man, they got some talented guys, and they just bury them in all this.
It is. You look at this roster, and it's like, wow.
Man, oh man. That guy Magnus is a big guy, and Kazarian. They have some really big dudes and some talented guys, but. I mean, you'd bring Matt Hardy back in, of course. You got to use him.
Why, though? I hate Matt Hardy.
No, I'm kidding.
You know, your hate for Hulk Hogan, I have that same hate for Matt Hardy.
I have it for both Hardy brothers. They're way past their, I don't want to say prime because they're younger than me, but they're far past their best matches.
Their usefulness to a wrestling organization.
Yeah. And like a guy like Rob Van Dam or Anderson, these guys still could go out there and they still put on great matches. The Hardys are not going out there putting on great matches. Same thing with Kurt Angle. I mean, I never liked the guy, but man, oh man, hang it up, buddy. You just look more and more like a junkie out there.
What about the Pope? D'Angelo De Niro?
I like the Pope.
I like his gimmick.
The Black Pope, I like it.
And what do they do with it? Nothing.
Nothing. I'm a Black Pope.
Are you?
What, I'm changing to my occupation on Facebook right now.
The Black
Pope? Occupation
will be
Black Pope. What is this? Why do we do this now?
Don the Black Pope Stugatz. Uh-oh. You're going to have the Catholic League after your ass so quick.
Yep. Catholic Church position. Pope.
Now what?
Vatican City.
Cactus Pete's actually saying something here in the chat room. Wouldn't mind seeing Matt Morgan come back.
Matt Morgan was a WWE castoff.
Was he really? Yep. I thought he went straight from like football stuff.
No, he wasn't even football, dude. He was from American Gladiators.
Yeah, the second stuff, not the first one.
The one with that Hogan co-hosted.
Yeah, the shit one.
Yeah.
Anybody ever notice out there, anytime you say Hulk Hogan, the next word does come out of your mouth is the shit, and then whatever description comes out?
I spell Vatican. How do you spell Vatican? V-A-T-I-C-I-N. Oh, there it goes. Vatican City.
Aren't you Catholic?
No.
Well, when you were younger.
When I was younger.
Yeah, not now.
I just edited it.
I have to see this. Sorry for those listening on the replay, but... Shit like
when you go to my Facebook page.
Added Catholic Church to his work as Pope. I'm going to like that one. There you go.
I'm sure my mom's going to love that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Right. And also, just as a... We kind of made mention of this last week. Go ahead and look up the Camel Clutch blog. I'm actually finding myself going away from all the other wrestling like message board things that I've read up on in the past and actually read a lot of his blogs and a lot of the opinions that he puts out there and some of the other wrestling.
Yeah, I kind of dig him.
Yeah. He puts a lot of work into this shit, and it comes out really nice. So just go ahead and look at it's camelclutchblog.com.
He just posted a link, too, just now.
There you go. And just
that's
let them
brought his raw results. Okay.
Yeah. And just let him know that the Cheap Heat Show sent you and see if you get any cookies.
Cheap Heat Show says hi.
There you go.
An ONA fan in Arizona, he just posted a link to us on on Twitter rather, and it was from last night's Money in the Bank match, Sheamus Breaks the Ladder.
Yeah, I actually read something about that where like when they did close-ups on it, I guess, you know, they're the people that analyze every freaking little bit. But, like, whatever the joint was in those shit ladders that they make.
Yeah.
like you saw it break, and the way it broke was like it looked like it meant to break that way, so that.
I can see it. Yep, I can see the bend. Like it's already a bend in it.
Yeah,
or like, it's like it's been cut and then screwed back together and then spray painted. Yeah. Oh, this is where it dumps Sin Cara through. All right, and takes Sin Cara out.
Thank you, ONA fan in Arizona. You are like Edge FM's like, number one fan.
You see the paint actually comes off of it at that at the break,
right?
And it's a different color. You can see it right there at the 30-second or 31-second mark.
Uh-huh.
And then again at the 34-second mark. You can see right at the crease, it's a different color.
That's crazy. It's fun to watch stuff like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was cut to make it look like he got injured and broke his ribs, but, you know how wrestling is. We all know how wrestling is. It's all fake.
It's called someone got caught doing coke.
It's called they watched you cut yourself or blade yourself, and
There was a match with Hogan and I think it was Greg Valentine in like 85 or 86 at the Philly Spectrum.
Uh-huh.
That Hogan had his big white tape on his hands and he's under the ring. You see him doing something. All of a sudden, he comes back, no tape on one hand, and he's bloody.
It's shit like that that fucking made me laugh all the time. As I got older and I watched all that stuff, it was like, you guys made this way too freaking obvious. Way too obvious. And for those in our chat room, I'll be posting the link to this match for you as well. So there you are. Sprocket Man.
Sprocket Man!
By the way, speaking of Sprocket Man, if you go on Facebook, and sorry to get away from wrestling here, but it's a damn good thing to plug. He gets involved with like jams, jellies, pickles, and all that kind of stuff. I ordered myself a batch. God damn, is it good.
Of what?
Like jams and jellies.
I want some jams and jellies.
Well, what you can do is on Facebook, look up My Three Kids Jam Company, and get in contact with Sprocket Man. Tell him that we sent you. Get yourself some jams, jellies, and pickles. Be all right.
He makes his own pickles?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking awesome.
Oh.
I'm trying to lose weight, and I'm a diabetic, too, so that's 0 for 2. He does make sugar-free stuff, so that's a good thing.
Dude, I'm down like 10, 15 pounds just from eating peanut butter and jelly all the time.
You're making a jump to the WWE, aren't you?
No, actually, I'm thinking of coming up with a whole new persona for myself and getting into managing.
What are we going to call you?
Drew Savage.
Drew Savage?
Yep.
That's a little gay.
Yes, it's my gay porn name.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You're going to bring in Val Venus too to be your tag team partner and not in that way?
No. What would be a good wrestling manager name?
Not Drew. That's like too faggoty. That actually makes you sound like you came from the Jersey Shore. You're going to be like Robbie E or whatever the hell that thing is that they're using.
Yes, Robbie E from the...
Don Stugatz, Raw GM, says Cactus Pete in the chat room.
Nice, I could do that. I can handle that.
I'm going to put you in a fedora and a pimp hat and a pimp cane and a boa and everything.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I just got a hot picture from someone that they sent to me.
Uh-huh. Thanks for sharing. Thanks.
There. Could you see?
No, I see your kneecap.
You see my what?
I see your kneecap.
No, seriously. Hold on. Let me see what you're looking at.
I see that now, yes.
Now you see that's that, right?
I don't want to see my own Skype.
Okay.
Go back to the other picture. Yeah, that. I see that.
Oh, my goodness.
Very good, man. Very good. Is that your new valet?
What?
Is that your new valet?
No.
The manager's valet.
Yes, I need someone to hold my cigar as I walked out to the ringside.
Oh, cigars. Okay, sorry. I forgot. This is a PG-13 show. I forgot.
I'm just reading the comments on my employment change.
Uh-oh.
My friend Emily said it's not a... Andrew doesn't have a confessional. He has a glory hole. And my friend Doogie said, well, now I know who the newest addition to the sex offender list will be. Dude, it's just, there's just something about that whole gimmick of his, what's his first name?
D'Angelo De Niro, the Pope.
Yeah, what was his name in WWE? Alejandro Burke or something, right?
No. Elijah Burke?
Elijah Burke, was that his name?
I think so. Don Stugatz with Vicky Guerrero. Excuse me!
Oh my god, I hate when she does that.
Yeah, but do you realize that she's getting a little bit skinnier? She's showing off her thighs and her boobs more?
Yes, it's just that face is brutal.
Yeah, she needs to hook up with Cody Rhodes in some of them paper bags. Just put the paper bag on and leave the rest.
Or he could give her the clear mask.
No.
She's hideously disfigured, much like him.
We are horrible.
Stupid clear mask.
ONA fan in Arizona is crying now. He's saying, wait, guys, you guys are saying that wrestling isn't real. What is it, real to you, damn it?
What happened after Raw went off the air? Vince thanked the crowd and said, it's not about him. It's about that son of a bitch, John Cena. He took off his coat and tie and called out Cena. Cena came out with a mic and made fun of Vince a bit and said he didn't want to fight Vince. He offered Vince the mic and Vince said, screw you. And tried to start something physical by slapping Cena's hat. Ooh. Jesus.
See, a lot of those times when they say what happened when it went off the air, how legitimate is that? What source is that really coming from?
I have no idea, but at the same time, it always sounds so ridiculous and lame that, like, yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, really, I mean, I know that when they usually do shows like that, there's, you know, dark matches before and there's shit afterwards and stuff like that, but you think with something as big as that where Vince gets fired, you think they would just cut it right at that point, you know?
Yeah. And no, they don't, though. They keep doing that stuff because they want to send the fans home happy, and then, you know, then you read stuff like from JR. And he's like, well, you know, wins and losses don't really count much in wrestling. Yeah, they do. When you have something like you started with the Nexus last summer, where they come out and just brutalize people for 2 or 3 weeks, and then you have Cena come out, and in the course of one show beats them all, you totally destroyed the heat that those guys had. You totally took away all that credibility that they were working towards for 2 or 3 weeks of being badasses.
You actually mentioned that, and I saw something actually from the Camel Clutch blog where they say the 10 angles that ended up fizzling.
Yeah.
Let me see. I know it's kind of last minute, but it's good that you brought it up. And it's
good. I'll roll with something. Yeah. I like that better than preparing.
Just on a list here. I mean, we get to the other stuff, but the WCW invasion of 2001.
They rushed it because Triple H got hurt, and they knew he was going to be out for about 8 months. And they made sure that angle lasted up just about as long as he was going to be out. They couldn't get any of the big names, which that kind of worked because seeing guys like Booker T and Diamond Dallas Page and
Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell. Oh, he ruined it. But then Vince had so little faith in the guys that he did bring in that he had to throw like Steve Austin and Kurt Angle on that team.
Yeah, and then at the end of the blog thing for this part of it says the irony here is that Vince McMahon later signed the bigger WCW stars like a Ric Flair, a Hogan, a Nash, a Hall, Goldberg, and Scott Steiner. And unfortunately, those signings came after an invasion, so it was like a poor timing kind of thing, and it could possibly have cost them.
The thing to do was to not have an invasion angle was just to wait it out until you had the NWO guys, and you just that's your invasion, the NWO guys, and that's it. The other guys you just bring in slowly is just as additions to the roster.
Right. The next one he puts on the list was the Lita, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy versus Triple H, Austin, and Stephanie McMahon on Raw in 2001.
Man, they totally botched that. It was week after week, it was the two-man power trip just beating the crap out of Matt, Jeff, and Lita.
It was horrible. Right, the Hardy brothers and Lita had become a hit around that time with the younger WWE audience.
Yeah.
It was time to bump the trio up and with their feud with Edge, Christian, and Kurt Angle to the – what was the two-man power trip?
The two-man power trip was Steve Austin and Triple H. Triple H had the Intercontinental belt. Austin had the world belt. And then they went and they got the tag belts. And I think they lost the tag belts to Benoit and Jericho in a great tag team match on Raw where Triple H blew his quad.
Okay.
And then like 2 weeks later on SmackDown, you had them defend the tag team titles in a TLC match.
The next one we have here, like we were talking before, the Nexus forms in 2010.
I thought it was really cool.
Up until CM Punk's promo via Raw Roulette a couple weeks ago, this was the most memorable moment of the decade for the WWE. The night without warning that several WWE rookies had jumped John Cena and CM Punk in what it was be described as an NWO-type moment.
Yeah.
They threw in the names like Daniel Bryan that was in there.
And they totally botched it with 2 weeks later making all these guys job out to Cena.
The next one you have is going back a little back to 2001 where Taz debuts. Taz with two Z's at that time.
Yep.
Debuting in the WWE.
I was at that match where he came out. It was a Royal Rumble match, Madison Square Garden. I was there. And the place just went nuts for Taz. They went nuts. And 2 weeks later, he's jobbing to The Rock and Triple H. And the whole thing at the time was, we can't have a guy who's small starts doing all these crazy suplexes that Taz can do against our bigger guys. It totally makes our guys look stupid. But then what did they do? It's exactly how they packaged Kurt Angle over
exactly.
that next year.
Yeah, and just because Angle was a little bit bigger and
he was
had
a little
a
taller,
name behind
and
him,
he was their guy. That's the problem.
Yeah.
He was Vince's guy as opposed to Taz was a Paul Heyman,
guy
that they just brought in.
It's just amazing how Vince just pissed all over ECW. It's like, they're nothing. And it's like, really nothing? These guys took like typewriters to the head every night.
And they went out and they put on a great show for people.
Yeah. The next one on this list is the Radicals invaded WWE in 2000.
Yep. They immediately brought them in and they were fan favorites. And then by the end of the night, they were part of the McMahon-Helmsley faction. And then they were just a bunch of goons. They were no different than Stooges.
And the next one is the initial ECW invading the WWE in 96.
I love that one. That was great. And that's what made me start watching Raw again because they started splitting up the Raw show with ECW matches. It was a WWE segment, an ECW segment, and it was great.
Next one, what we were talking about before, Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan in WCW in 98. Which, a part of that DVD, they actually brought this up. Because I actually watched this one first, and then I saw the links on YouTube. It was like, oh, wow, the Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior. All right, I'll watch that. And they had bits and pieces of this one where it was like, there was a big, you know, to-do about the Warrior coming in. His you know, 20-minute freaking diatribe against Hogan where they just stood there, which, you know, was fine, but it wasn't. But he brought up the big thing about, like, you know, all this stuff, and then it ended up being the Ultimate Warrior saying, well, I beat you before. And then Hogan basically was like, you just fucking ruined this bit because now nobody's going to want to watch it because they know you beat me already.
You just said another match.
Yeah. It's like, you beat me in another area and another time, so why is anybody going to watch? That's how that one ended up. And after seeing that and then seeing the DVD, I went back and watched a little clip of it, and it's like, you saw Bischoff and Hogan's face, just that look of like a ghost hit them. It's like, oh, you fucked it up.
Yeah.
It was funny. The next one on the list is the Four Horsemen turn on Ole Anderson back in 1987.
Yeah, he wanted out like of wrestling altogether. So there wasn't a long like feud of him with the Horsemen. It was like it lasted a couple weeks and then that was it.
One
thing I noticed about anyone who left the Horsemen or had a really big problem with the Horsemen, mm-hmm. their problem was always with Tully. Always. Ole left, he had a problem with Tully. Lex Luger left, he had a problem with Tully. You know, it's just like, I guess Tully was like that polarizing of a guy that you just wanted to hate him.
Probably, considering that group had such a freaking massive ego. It's like their shit doesn't stink.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't have it with Flair and his ego, but maybe it's because he's Ric Flair. I don't know.
Yeah, but like I guess maybe because Flair conducted himself in a different way than Tully. Maybe Tully was just like a real jerk off backstage.
Could have been. Because he looked
probably looked like he wrestled stiff, so yeah. Maybe he was too stiff and he was hurting guys. Who knows?
Next one on the list here is Rugged Ronnie Garvin turning heel in 1988.
Oh, when he turned on Dusty Rhodes.
Yep.
Yep, it was the Barry Windham Dusty Rhodes match at Great American Bash. And then he was with Gary Hart and Kevin Sullivan and Alex Perez and Larry Zbysko, and it was like they were going to run Dusty Rhodes out of the NWA.
And
it was just stupid. Like 2 or 3 months later, he was out, and he was on his way to WWF.
See, I never got the Rugged Ronnie Garvin character. It was like a guy with like a military haircut.
He had a goofy haircut, yeah. And then in the NWA, though, he had hands. He was Hands of Stone Ron Garvin, and he would knock guys out with a punch.
No.
And he would do the Garvin stomp.
Yeah, I remember the Garvin
for
stomp,
a little while.
It was that close to the earthquake stomp before?
No. He would actually stomp on like the nerve, the pressure points of your body, and then he would pick you up and pile drive you, which didn't make sense to me. But
if you're out, you're out. Come on.
Yeah.
And the last one that they actually put on this list ended up being Randy Orton being kicked out of Evolution in 2004.
My problem with that is that they built him up pretty good. I don't have a problem with that. I thought it went pretty well. They built him up. They made him the champion. And no, I don't have a problem with that one. That one was handled well.
You have a compliment here from Cactus Pete in the ring. It says, God damn it, Don, you're a fucking encyclopedia.
Thank you.
You are. It's like I kind of knew what I was getting into with doing this show with you. My wrestling knowledge was not as great as yours, and each week I sit here going, fucking A. It's like you're reading this damn article left and right, and I'm sitting here going, your eyes aren't moving. You're not reading anything. You're looking at naked chicks.
Yeah, I am. Yes, I am.
See, folks, he's a true professional. He does two shows, watches naked chicks, and spits out wrestling stuff like it's nothing.
Like it's nothing. See, you could just quiz me about stuff, and I would just – I honestly think I would just be able to answer any question.
Miss Elizabeth's tit size.
That was never out there.
Ah, you're not as good as I thought you were.
No. If I had to venture a guess, yes. I would have to say 34, 36.
35?
I was going to say 35.
You're going to say
35? They're odd. I'm using the metric system.
What, is one of them smaller than the other? So we got...
Yes, one is slightly smaller than the other one.
And that's anatomy, children.
That's just the way it is. No two snowflakes are alike.
Ooh, so then what was Nancy Reagan?
Who was Nancy Reagan? Yeah. She was concave.
So there you go. So there's your 10 pro wrestling angles that shit the bed, essentially.
Most of them were bad. The Orton one, I disagree. I think that was solid. It made Randy a main eventer right out of the gate.
And he's been nothing but, like, Venom ever since.
Yeah, he's been nothing but a main eventer since. You know, what year was it?
They said 2004?
2004. So, I mean, for 5 years, or 6 years, the guy's been at the top. If he doesn't have the world title, he's challenging for the world title.
Yep,
as much as I don't like the guy, I think they packaged him really well.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a measure of second and third generation superstars, who's the biggest? It would have to be him and The Rock would be the two biggest.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that one. That's to be honest with you, I think those are the only like third generation stars that are actually out there.
Yeah, they're the only ones out there. But even when you go and look at second generation stars, who are big second generation stars? Randy Savage, Ted DiBiase,
right?
Greg Valentine. Like those guys were really big, but they're not as big as The Rock or Orton. I'm sorry. As much as I love those guys,
you can definitely attribute that to different generations. Like those living up in that Attitude Era can look at like that past generation and go, eh. They weren't flashy. They didn't, you know, they wrestled more than
okay, I'll look at it this way. World title wins. Ted DiBiase, none.
Yeah.
Greg Valentine, none. Randy Savage, three. So Savage would be as close as you can get.
What about Kurt Hennig?
Curt Hennig, never a world title, never a world champion. Well, he was an AEWA world champion, but I don't even know if that really counts. He was an awesome wrestler, not a huge superstar. And I like Curt Hennig. I thought he was great as Mr. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Cactus Pete mentions in the chat room, Goldust and Cody Rhodes.
I mean, they're never going to be as big as their dad. They would have to be combined to weigh as much as Dusty to be as big as him physically. And as far as in wrestling, no way.
No. I mean, I think Dustin or Goldust ruined his career, but kind of he hit his ceiling when he did Goldust.
Yeah, and it took him really far. And then when they started doing the like making him like a retard with the stuttering and the Tourette's thing,
yeah.
it was wasted. He was a guy with a great gimmick, a great way that he would work it. He had psychological like a warfare going on in the ring, and it was great. And instead of making it like darker, they made him stupider to add depth, and that just didn't work.
We actually get a question.
You never go full retard.
Once you go full retard, your career's over.
Yes.
A question comes from ONA Fan in Arizona. This is good. This is like a new little segment we're doing on the show. The question being, do you agree with the WWE's decision to erase Chris Benoit from its history?
No, I don't. That's just like pro football erasing O.J. Simpson from history. Or college football, rates and O.J. Simpson from history. The regardless of what a horrible thing he did outside of the ring, what the guy did in the ring was great, and that's what you'd have to if you package it the right way, which
right.
The WWE can package anything the right way. There's no reason why you have to erase the guy.
You can give him all the accolades and accomplishments in the world, but as long as you throw in that. You know, what he did outside of the ring would, you know,
yes.
you do like a statement about that, like a one-liner in your whole presentation.
Yep.
You clear yourself of all those people going, you know what, you're glorifying a killer.
And I'm not saying you got to do a DVD of the guy, but
no.
Taking away matches that he fought in.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, that tag match with him and Jericho against Austin and Triple H was a great match. You'll never see that match again. And it was a great match. Him winning the world title, great match, and you just don't, you'll never see it.
Right. But yeah, and like we were saying, you put it out there of what his accomplishments were in the ring, and you chastise him a little bit in a one-liner, two-liner about what he did outside of it, and you're in your clear. It's fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you're...
That's it. You know, we're not glorifying the guy, it's just he was a valued employee.
And you leave it at that. You leave it at that business standpoint. So that's good. Thank you, ONA Fan in Arizona, for that question. Appreciate it. I also think I set us up with a Formspring account. I think it's like cheapheatshow.formspring.me. So if you want to send your questions at some point during
the week. Send the questions. I won't look at them. I will answer them all right from the gut here on the show.
Yeah, that's fine.
Even if it's like a trivia type thing, I'll do my best to answer it without looking up stuff.
There you go. So you know what? We can kind of plan for how this show is going to go in the future.
Because yes.
Sorry to kind of break it, but next week I don't know if we're doing a show, or I don't know how long we'll be on a hiatus considering I'm starting
a
job.
You're just hitting a stride and we're walking
away. I know.
Away.
It's my fault. It's fine. My contract demands are way too fucking high.
You want your name on anything?
I want it on a title belt, goddammit, with a little spinny in the middle. But, you know... A little late on a Monday. We'll see if we can change it to a new time somewhere down the road, maybe in a couple of weeks.
And plus, if I get this job that I'm trying to get, I don't know what my schedule is going to be.
So, cheap heat's a little bit up in the air, but we'll see where it's going to end up.
But send the questions. If anything, we can always answer them on Facebook.
There you go. And
listen, one thing. Could you make the Facebook link up with the Twitter account? Because I post things on there thinking.
It'll go through there.
It goes through and it doesn't.
Doesn't it need to be like a person?
No, I do that with Sugat's Puppets fan page. It goes right to
the Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll work on that. It's not a problem.
Thank you.
We won't let this die. Not at all.
I'm having fun with this show. I am liking it.
It is. It is a fun show to do.
My nephew Vince told me during the week that the show we did last week was the absolute funniest things he's ever heard me say ever. And I was like, really? He's like, you're just so much more relaxed on this show than when you do your own show. I was like, actually, because I care less on this show.
The other thing, too, is that you're just a co-pilot on this one. You just like...
Yeah, you just sit back and it's like, I don't even take out the soundboard or the microphones. I just use the camera.
Yeah.
And the microphones
so
in it.
Unprofessional.
It sounds bad. I don't hear it, so...
I sit here going, you know what? For an hour on Sundays, it sounds magical. For on Mondays, it's like, I get a camera.
Oh, we're still doing the show? I'll throw it
shit.
Off.
Oh, yeah, Cody Rhodes. Yeah, great champion.
Yeah, how about that, Cody Rhodes? Great technician.
Great mask. Mask was a great movie, and then you fall back asleep. So, are you still doing your Sunday shows, sir?
Yes.
And what? And
the foreseeable future, yes.
So give us the details on that before we end the show here.
Oh, just DonSugatz.com, Sunday nights. It's the experience with Don Sugatz, 10 o'clock in the East. And we go for about an hour. I sit there and ramble. You can sit in the chat room that's on Ustream for it. It's linked up right on the DonSugatz.com site. And you can sit there and just shoot the shit with all of us, with the 8 of us that are in the room.
And I have to tell you, listening to an angry Don Stugatz is the best Don Stugatz
ever. Last night I was angry. Oh yeah, the first 10 minutes it was all anger.
You're just spitting fire.
I was, because people, it just, some stuff is just annoying to me. Leave the light on for Kaylee. You know? I want something to do to show how upset I am about Kaylee. I'm going to hit this light switch over here. Ah, I feel so much better.
My conscience is clear. And, of course, for me, you can check me out on Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with whatever variation of co-host I may have on the Clutchin' and Wiggle radio show.
If you get a co-host this week, I will. I'm free Thursday night.
Hey, if you want to call in and bullshit with us, go right ahead.
What time do you guys go on?
8 to 10. I just said that.
Oh, did you?
You are.
I know I have a firehouse ride until 8, but maybe I'll just call in for my cell phone.
There you go. And you're just like my co-host. Ramble. What did you say? You're not listening.
Yeah, but only I'll go in depth. You don't have to just talk about news stories with me. You can go in depth. Okay. We'll talk about stuff.
And any variation that we can get our show to go in, it'll be a good thing. That's what I'm there for. Entertainment purposes only. And, well, if you want to watch and jerk off and whatever, that's your own.
Hey, we don't judge.
Hey, you know what? If you're a chick, send pictures. If you're a guy, I'll take you for your word.
Yeah, send pictures like this young lady did.
Yeah, like you've been this titch-tracted all night.
Man.
And as we leave you, Stu, that's just jizzes into a little Kleenex tissue.
That'll be later.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to see that, believe me. Hang up first.
But, hold on.
No, don't adjust the camera, please. Oh, okay.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. What? Damn. Wait, you know what? APA. Moment of silence? Damn. So there you have it, folks. This week's episode of the Cheap Heat Show here on EdgeFM.net.
Oh, wait, hold on a second.
What? Oh, no, not
hold
again.
On.
What?
Wait, I gotta show you something on the phone.
On the phone? Okay.
Don't go away yet. I know it's riveting radio.
I know.
There.
Okay.
See that?
Yes, that's a nice little puppy that you got there. That's cool.
It is, right?
Yes, and by puppy, I mean puppy. Animal you.
Dude.
We're just going to call you the Renegade Don Stugatz. The Renegade Pope Don Stugatz. There you go. There's your wrestling name. All right, there you go, folks. Cheap Heat Show, EdgeFM.net, place where talk lives. And shit is spoken about. We don't take it, we dish it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go put my championship belt in the bread basket. That's what all the cool kids are doing.
For Don Stugatz, I am Clutch. Thank you for listening this week, folks. We'll catch you sometime in the near future for the Cheap Heat Show. We're out.